Oh. Hi, Bill.
Okay, people are wandering in.
Found a well, guys. Yeah, and did the septic tank. Hold on.
Okay. We had an agenda sent around. Are there any additions to the agenda? Anybody make a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept the agenda.
I'll second it.
Presented.
Terry Fiske seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Public comments. Anybody want to address the board about any particular thing before we start? Conrad?
I made that sign out there.
Beautiful.
And I want to get your feedback on if that's okay before you go make a bunch more.
Okay. Okay. I think that's a committee thing. We'll talk about it during the meeting. All right?
Cool.
Anybody else? Okay. We didn't make any decisions in the executive meeting. We just talked about the snow and the mud and the water and the storm that's coming a little bit. We have a big phone bill. We're going to try to see what's going on with that phone bill. And then we need to do something in terms of the board candidates and make sure that we have people. We only have until the end of the month to get the newsletter out. So we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to run for the board if that's what they want to do. Secretary's report.
The minutes were sent out from last meeting. No major updates at the current time.
Have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the secretary's report and waive the reading of the minutes.
Second. Okay, there's a motion to waive and dispense with reading of the minutes and to accept them as presented. Second by Terry Fiske. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
Okay, well, we've got a good income for the month, and we received a profit of about $8,265.75, and that's from mostly all of our donations, contributions. Expense-wise, we've got a relatively low month. Insurance payment, equipment supplies that we added were, again, very low. Utilities, throughout total expenses in February of $5,014. And then, let me see, so that netted us a net income for the month of $3,251.31. So, and then, let me see, so that brings our assets. That includes our checking and savings, which is right now $16,533.53. We have about $3,200 in inventory as an asset. So it brings our total current assets $219,737.44.
Including cash assets?
Including merchandise.
And then our fixed assets, state bug station, trucks, vehicles, equipment, brings it to total assets of $328,109.45.
Okay. I wonder how to check in there.
Checking and savings right now, that includes the checking and the money market, $216,533.53.
And that goes on the website, though, doesn't it? I can't remember.
Yeah, the treasurer's work.
Ultimately, yeah. Right, okay.
So I had a little problem where Chris was looking for the balance sheet, which is what it used to be titled a while back. And I've been sending him, and Adam reorchestrated things and calling it statement of financial position, statement of activities, and then he kind of restructured it. So Chris is still looking for balance sheets, and he was starting to move on. So we straightened that out.
Okay.
So everything should be posted.
Gotcha.
All right, I have a couple of questions. I shouldn't read these things, I know. Under utilities, it says gas and electric, and then two lines down, it says propane. that he has gas and electric. It doesn't make sense that he has both gas and electric and propane on this worksheet, on this balance sheet. What gas do we have?
Well, we have the propane tank.
Yeah, but then,
we have a second tank up at the substation.
Yeah, but he has that listed in his propane.
Right, maybe gas and electric, maybe that's his fixed line title.
Okay.
I'm sure that's like a
default template.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing, even no bill for that anyway.
Okay.
Hey, Bud, could you please just close that door?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
And then we have a $210 phone bill we got to figure out.
The $210 what?
Fund bill.
$10 phone bill.
Maybe. Right. We'll figure that out. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry, I just like to read through it. I don't know why.
Well, it should make sense.
It should make sense. That's right. And I'll have a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
Then. Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report. No other questions or anything?
I will second it.
Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, before we go on to Roger, I want to talk about the trash collection a little bit. It's money too, but you don't see this. I don't think does he send you the trash collection stuff?
I just see something from you, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, there's $23,000 in that account. The subscriptions this month came in like at $8,000. So we have plenty of money to pay for the what's going on, and then there'll still be some money that'll come back in the treasury in the big account. So just to keep you posted that, the trash collection, even though there's been hiccups because of the snow and whatever, the guy doesn't like to, they get stuck in the mud, so they miss, and like on the holidays that they miss.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just not much for us to do other than stick with them and just keep after them.
Right.
Because the other two companies are just as bad.
Do they miss just because of tough weather in town or our plowing situation? Or
They're afraid they don't want to get that truck on the ice, snow and ice,
right,
because it costs them like $180 to have a wrecker come out and pull them out.
Right.
They didn't call anybody to try to see if we could get somebody locally, like Don, by this tractor to come give them a little pull.
If needed.
If needed.
Right.
And when you had the 30 inches of snow, then of course.
Right.
And we have plenty of volume out there. The violations of people dumping has kind of diminished. Now we have cameras and we have actually charged that guy for illegal dumping. So I think those episodes have kind of slowed down, hopefully. But we have more out there than we're needed. We're getting twice a week pickups.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1,200 a week to pick it up. twice a month, and then when the summer comes, then we'll add three more down there.
Right.
And so hopefully there should be plenty of volume. There's not plenty of volume during heavy weekend traffic if they miss and don't pick it up.
Right.
They're supposed to pick up Monday and Friday. So we need to know when they've missed. If they missed on Friday, then they miss again on Monday.
Right. Then it's a nuisance. Then you need to bring the trailer down.
They're totally communicating. They're hard to get a hold of. The other two is even worse.
Since the last time, they've been much better. She called me the other day because we gave them the new code, but the new code didn't get translated to the new driver. They have anyway. It's a communication issue within their company is what happened. So just FYI, that's what's going on with it. There's money there. We should be able to pay for the services that we need. I'm getting billed for your toilets still, and we haven't been paying that. So are we supposed to pay for those toilets?
Yeah, you negotiated that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I saw that we got a late invoice, and I said, crap. Literally.
Right.
All right.
They're only charging for the service right now.
Right, because you're delivering it to them, right? You're still taking it down into them? Okay. Yeah. We're just getting billed for the service at the plant down there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And that's another thing. If you didn't know, we are providing the toilets for this Firewise chip cleanup that they're having. Okay. Okay. Sorry, Roger.
Sorry. All right. Apologies. This is a longer report than normal. Calls. We had two calls. Vehicle accidents in the smaller snowstorm that
President's Day Monday.
Monday.
Amazingly, there's two accidents about 10 feet apart on going up Walker Road. Identical location. It was crazy. Training. Both trainings were related to ISO. Personnel. We have five going through the basic class of the Wildfire Academy this year, which gets underway this weekend. We had our first round of PAC tests last weekend. We were 8 for 8 with success. Our next round is scheduled for March 17th. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs, the Basin Ops planning cycle is well underway. This is my 10th year as part of the planning group, and we'll be passing or trying to pass the baton on to other folks. For now, we have three firefighters who are accompanying me to the planning meetings. Get a feel how this is done. And this year, the drill is April 4th and 5th, which is a Thursday and Friday coming up. PRCC, Mayor Fire, has decided not to join the PRCC. As a reminder, they were invited back in, but the cost of roughly $72,000 is about double what they paid a rural metro. So they're going to stay put for financial reasons. Grant. We applied for and were awarded the VFA grant. This is administered by Department of Forestry and Fire Management and provides equipment, mostly PPE, for wildland firefighting. We are essentially out of Nomex pants and shirts. So we ordered several sets, as well as a few fire shelters. The grant amounts to a 50% discount on these items, so the state will be invoicing us approximately $1,513 to pay for $3,026 worth of equipment. DFFM, we discovered an error in the way we billed the state for our fires. There was a miscommunication between the department and Adam about workman's comp, such that we overbilled them by approximately $900 over the course of the summer. And actually, the exact amount that you need to know is $964.07. So we disclosed the error, and while they were impressed with our honesty, we still need to pay them back. Assistant Chief Keegan will determine the exact amount, which I just said was $964.70. We'll essentially have to pay it back, we have to pay it back, basically, but we wanted the board in the loop to avoid any surprises. So, unless there's, questions on that or like a procedural, suggestion, one way or another, Mark will work with Adam to figure out whether they need to invoice us or if we just send them a check. But, if there's a procedural, process that you guys want for that, obviously that's fine. Finally, and this is the big one, ISO. On Monday, February 11th, so 2 days after our last meeting, ISO notified us that we were due for our review. This was a colossal surprise. Previously, it was a 10-year cycle. They were here 5 years ago, and we received no notice of change in their timeline. Our reviewer will be here on March 27th, that's a Wednesday. The six-week timeline from notification to their showing up created a mad dash, as the process appears to be more complicated than it was in 2014. Unlike last time, we made this a group effort, and with thanks to several firefighters for taking on specific tasks, we have just about everything put together already. It's still, though, them coming to town.
After 5 years, yeah.
Is concerning.
Right. And my curiosity was because of the tremendous losses in California and things like that, if insurance companies are asking them to step up the efforts and really smoke out anyone that may be a higher risk than they assumed, I could certainly see that, but yeah. You're right, it had been 10 years forever.
Yeah.
Right.
Good. 2014 was actually a 12-year gap.
Right.
The last time we heard from them in 2002.
Right.
The process has kind of, in 2002, as I understand it, if anyone was around can correct me differently, essentially just awarded us a fee without really anything.
Right.
That was not the case last time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a legit process. And
right.
The process now appears to be you know, quite a bit more than what I remember.
And are we in any better position now? I mean, I know we picked up 86. That helped us, or we had 86 then, correct? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That helped us. Have we picked up anything else that makes it even more of an automatic for us?
Depending on exactly what you mean, we have a third water tender.
Right.
That now
right.
puts the second station
right.
on the map. They didn't care about station 82 before
right.
because they had a brush truck.
Okay, gotcha.
So now, unless something's changed,
yes.
they should care that there's a
Give
water tender.
Points for that.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Okay. All right.
So they shared the criteria that we need to meet ahead of time?
Not really, no. It's a very opaque thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, in doing research, you find these different point systems, and they're all over the place. She sent us an inventory sheet of what we had before, and we used that in one of the trainings to make sure inventory was where it was. That worked last time. And there's a point system that is completely out of whack for this other point system where basically it's something like 0 to 100. And if you get a terribly low score, like 15 or 20 points out of 100, you think, oh, my God.
Right. Well,
that's where we are. That's what an 8B is.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the record, 8B is the best that we can hope for without a hydrant system.
Right.
If that doesn't work out, then we would be a 9.
So if you come in low, is there an option to provide corrective action within a certain amount of time to improve that?
Potentially. Again, unless something has changed, that used to be a thing for sure.
Yes.
Depending on how we might be deficient, no way to know whether it's something we could do or not.
Exactly.
Could the Goodwin fire have also been part of the impetus? The Goodwin fire plus the California fires and Idaho fires?
I mean, that makes intuitive sense. I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, for whatever it's worth, and don't ask me why I remember this, I just do. At the same time we got done 5 years ago, Seligman fire got done. Seligman is not in the Wuwi as best as I can tell. They are, you know, high desert and there's nothing there.
Right.
Seligman is also getting reviewed now.
Oh, right. That's encouraging.
That means nothing or it means something.
Right.
Okay.
Donkey population's out of control.
Okay.
That's open.
Go ahead.
The other thing we might want to mention, too, is Roger's been working on the criteria for a volunteer firefighter, or EMS, for Walker Fire Protection Association. And the plan is to have that document complete at the next board meeting, so that we'll work on that together.
All right. Any other questions for Roger? Have a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
I'll make a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Second.
Okay. Wish us luck.
Any more discussion?
Yeah.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, committee reports.
Conrad, I asked you to make some signs, and you got that thing sitting out front. Looks pretty nice.
Yeah, looks great.
That's a canvas sign. I looked into Coroplast. This cost about $40. Coroplast, they quoted it at $60. I can look for other sources.
No.
If the banner is acceptable, it's a little bit cheaper.
Then. Looks good.
And then a second question is the style and is the look and feel of it, is that acceptable?
How about a stack of pancakes instead of a coffee cup?
We tried that, and pancakes don't translate.
Okay.
It looks like a stack of records. So it was hard to get it to.
Okay.
You know,
that's fine.
That's a specific decision.
Sure. Okay. Now, does this thing going to hold up to the wind?
It should. The biggest concern I had was the base, you know, holding it up and have it not fall over. And it's a really heavy base with extendable legs out there.
Right. And we can put sandbags on it.
Put sandbags on it. So the banner itself is strong enough to hold it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there would be how many of those?
We have two signed posts. Mm-hmm. I figure front and back on each one.
Right.
So there'd be four. There'd be one out here.
Yep.
Want
one on the hill.
I think there's somebody out front if you can.
So I think there'd be one out here at the end of the parking lot, out here, and then one up at the top of the hill.
Right, that's blue top.
And it would be one for each of them. The pancake breakfast is sort of generic because it's this Saturday.
Right.
Walker Day, we have to make a new one every year with a new date.
Right.
You know, we can go for all that.
That's $40 a piece, that's not that bad of a thing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right. 40 bucks times 4, 160.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we may be able to come up with something more generic for Walker Day.
Yeah.
Walkerday.org, check the website for dates. I mean, something.
And I was thinking maybe we could get a little banner and hang it on the bottom of the date.
Right. That, I could see that. That would make sense. Sure, sure.
The reason for getting those stands is that they have a spring, so they're loaded so they blow,
yeah.
And they're heavy. They're what highway construction uses, you know,
yeah.
So that they can be blown over.
Yeah, I discovered the spring when I was trying to get the legs down in the
camera. Right.
And this stand is designed for signs way bigger than that. I mean, metal stuff.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the wind will still act like a sail with that thing.
Is that $40 for the sign and then the stand on top of that?
Stand, we already got the stand.
Oh, okay.
So it's 40 bucks just for the
canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And it'd be easy enough to make for whatever event we have.
Yeah.
Right. How long does it take? What backlog?
Normally it's 2 or 3 days. This time
okay.
It was 10 days because they were backed up. Plus an extra week because she forgot to order.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I think it looks good.
Yeah. I do, too.
You know, the artists, you know, in the group can tell us what they think.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
How could you miss it? Tripped over it coming in.
I was talking to business with Dan here.
You were looking at that photo you were in.
Okay. Firewise, Lauren? What?
What is our new grant? $24,000 WFHA grant it's a 90-10. And we use it to help offset some of the costs on this.
Okay. But what you said last month was that this will pay for the chip and haul, or?
Well, that's the other grant
okay.
Last month. That's a Title III grant for $18,000. A little over $14,000 of that will pay for the chip and haul.
Okay. And what are the dates for the?
Chip and haul?
Yeah. All right.
March
17th.
After Sunday.
May 17th. March 15th, May 17th, something like that.
March 17th is Sunday.
Right. I think it opens up to leave stuff starting March 15th.
March 15th, yeah.
Okay.
It's a Friday.
We need to get that on the website.
But that's not going to affect our ISO at all, is it? Big pile.
Lauren sent an email out about it all yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So good.
Maybe if
yeah, showing that we're trying.
Ah.
Yeah,
absolutely. But this is a structure thing. ISO is a structure thing, not wildland. They don't care about our wildland efforts at all, do they? No, it's all structure. Okay, 15th, and then in May, you're going to pick it up when?
I think it's the 17th.
Okay, well, right. Okay, all right, sorry. You got it. All right.
That'll give us time to repair the parking lot.
Before the annual
yeah.
meeting.
Okay, you're out there with a shovel.
Hey, they did a great job last time. No complaints.
Yeah. It took them several months to do it.
It's true.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's the first time it'll be on us.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Wi-Fi, old business. The station Wi-Fi and security.
Cameras, the cameras are good. They're working. You know, I've got them now where they're not taking 1,000 pictures a day of every single car going by on the road. So batteries are not dying like they were. I'm suggesting we get 3 more cameras to put around the station. If we're good with that, I can go ahead and get them and put them up in the next few weeks.
Well, you have a budget.
Yeah, they're within budget. Well under budget. So
okay.
We'll go ahead and do it.
Yeah. How about the pads for the alarm?
So the pads for the alarm, I spoke to John Lee. It's the keypad control modules that are bad. So he's going to sort them out, and I'm going to buy 2 new ones.
Okay.
He's agreed to do that.
All right.
Okay, and you're going to get alarms on these back two doors, the new doors?
The sensors?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to put sensors on those.
Right. Okay.
Already on.
Okay. Oh, I thought someone said you'd done the sensors.
Okay.
And are they coordinated with the system, or?
The control module?
Sensors?
Ring the alarm. And then we talk later about whether or not we're going to have it monitored, right?
You mean outside monitored or?
Yeah, if you want to have it monitored.
It's all hooked up.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, the newsletter, we're in the process. Conrad's been in touch with Greg Stava. We need to get our articles in before the end of the month. I think that you have to have a 10-day or 12-day lag time from the time you give it to Sir Speedy. And we're not married to Sir Speedy, but we have been for the last several years. If you want to find somebody else that can do it, Conrad, I think that would be all right. We need, that's why we need to get this information out and solicitation for board members. The three of you are running, you know, so we have actually two new positions. If, not, it's not necessarily that you're shooing to win, but incumbency is a, it helps a lot. But so they, we need to get that information out to the public. And
yeah,
I'm going to draft that.
I'm going to draft an email to be sent out to everyone public to let people know what's going on. You know, there's five positions open. Three of the existing board members are going to go for re-election. So you know, we're looking for candidates, and then it'll also be shared who to go to for that, which will be Terry. Email Terry or call Terry, and what's required from, you know, the buyer standpoint to so get, you know, bring it all together, and I'll get that out next week.
Okay. Any other comments about
first up? I can only foresee that you guys are going to be late getting the articles that you're supposed to write.
You know us.
So I was going to offer, if you guys don't like writing, I don't mind writing, but you guys know content. If you wanted to send me an email or phone call and say, here's my ideas, here's some concepts of what I want to talk about, I can spit out this and make it sound
okay.
Great, and if that helps.
Okay.
And I will be on everybody if they want.
All right.
Well, now, with that being said, I think I'm either or self-proclaimed fundraising chairman. So we've got as fundraisers, Walker Day, Firefighter Appreciation Day. It's not really a fundraiser, but we do put out the booth, pancake breakfast, obviously bingo, and Kids Day.
Yeah,
that's one. And they, again, where we put out the booth. So those are going to be like kind of entertainment slash
sure.
fundraising things. Anything else I'm missing?
No. The bingo is only going to be two bingos because of the conflict with dates.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, during two.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But I just want to make sure that that's all in a note to Conrad.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. All right.
Okay. Anything else about the newsletter? The water tank. No bites.
Yeah.
And so we're going to decrease the, you know, re-advertise.
Yes, lower the price to $8.50 and then send the ad back out and just say $8.50 OBO and see what bites.
Does everyone here know what we're talking about when we say water tank? Okay, someone donated a pickup truck back end that was converted into a trailer. It's kind of cool, with a 275-gallon water tank inside of it. And it was a donation. We've got a title for it. We're going to sell it off. So that's really, that's what we're talking about here. So we put it up for $1,000. Nobody bid on it, so we'll go $850 OBO, and by summertime it'll be in some new hands, and someone
yeah,
will be happy to have it.
The truck bed itself is worth $1,000.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a part.
It's almost
cooler, you know,
without
an old,
the water
an old
tank.
Chevy water tank. Yeah, right. I mean,
right,
yeah,
right.
Okay.
Just for hauling stuff, right.
Okay, the Potato Patch building. Rudy, are you still talking to those guys?
No, I'm really out of there. I think Mark's kind of taking it over.
Okay. Mark Keegan?
Mark
Heron.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So they're still going forward. They just needed to get the funding started, and that's the last we heard. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But that is moving forward. All right. Here's the budget. Was that you and Dan going to work on the budget, try to get the budget finished up for us before the end of the, like May?
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Oh,
you weren't here? Yeah.
Basically, Dan and I just need to, we can have a phone call, but just kind of go over the, see where any serious deviations appear.
You think might be an increase or decrease?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
so,
yeah, because in the past, he has normally, in his spreadsheet from Adam, has put the budget alongside of it. So we know where we are with each of these different categories against the budget. We don't necessarily see that here. We have to compare back to the budget. And so it would be easier if he would do that. But I'm not sure how the budget came to him. Not in his system. We did it ourselves. And if Adam is involved in the process somehow.
Or well, the information I'll have this check over here for the control 81.
Yeah. So you can see what the comparisons are. About what we are, because we are we're $5,000 over budget in terms of expenses here. We're Yeah, we had a negative $5,400, $5,200 for June to February, and I don't know what that's based against, right? We had income of $3,200 this month, but he says overall we're down $5,200. So
off budget.
I would assume that's off budget.
Right, right.
So, but there's no budget there to see where we are,
right,
because
right.
We had a couple of expenses that came in, a couple of things we approved that weren't in that budget that you created last May.
Right.
So without knowing what that is, I think part of it was, I don't know where it was. It just was, we don't know.
Right, right. So we have no comparison,
okay.
Right.
All right. Anything else from old business that we need to talk about? ISO, new business? I put down the ISO inspection, which we covered in Roger's report, so I don't think there's anything else.
Worker day is on the move, I'll just say.
Okay.
I'm moving forward with that. At this point, I just kind of take little bite-sized pieces. It's like, okay, as long as I have my band set up ahead of time, then the next piece is starting to collect things for the yard sale, and I just, you know, I just keep the plate spinning, and all of a sudden it's Walker Day, and
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. The older you get, the faster these events come every year.
Right, right.
You
right.
Measure your life in events
right.
That are, oh, my gosh, we just did that. So
I figure really it's 5-6 weeks I can put this party together, and it's a few
sure.
Things ahead of time. I do want to do a little car show, and I'm in talking with Prescott Area Antique Car Club just to see if they'll bring a dozen cars out and commit to that. That's just another one of those pieces where if I ask them a few months ahead of time, I got a better shot than if I ask them 3 weeks ahead of time.
Well, there's so. Cars in the community, too.
There are, correct.
Yeah.
I think they're getting tired of coming down and getting dusty, though. So so I thought maybe we'd get some other guys that would be willing to bring
let
them
let them come get dusty.
Say again?
Let
them get dusty, and, you know, we'll clean up the park a little bit for them. We'll give them free lunch for them and whoever they bring in the car. And next thing you know, it's an attraction. It's just one more little feature on Walker Day.
There is
know?
No free lunch.
That's true. They have to pay for gas, and they got to rewash their car, and right.
Okay. Any other new business? Community announcements. Anybody FireWise to talk about? Anything else from WCAA?
WCAA is going to have a membership meeting next Saturday. It'll be at the Third Shop Coffee.
At the where? Where?
At the mall.
What's it called? Third Shot Coffee?
Third Shot Coffee.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other announcements? Public forum. Anybody have anything to address us about? Bob?
Do we have a Walker Fire Department letterhead? I need to write letters to the paint company and
right. The
people who donated the paint. And I'd like to have it on Walker Fire letterhead.
Okay.
And that being, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Draft a letter, send it to President at walkerfire.org. I have it in a Word document.
Okay.
And I'll just copy it in there and sign it.
Okay.
I'll sign it.
I'm going to deliver them to the company.
Okay, and I'll send it back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
And what I kind of like to see, Bob, is to then have that put onto the website, showing that these companies were nice enough to help us with the painting process and just to recognize them to the community.
Yeah,
so once you get that letter designed, we'll put a copy of it on the website.
Okay.
Yeah, great, great.
Okay. All right, anybody else?
I have one thing I forgot about the newsletter.
Yeah.
Because I'm a real estate agent, because I do my own mailing and all that, I want to make sure I don't have access to your mailing list.
You will not.
I don't want any appearance of impropriety that there's anything there.
Yeah.
I want to make that clear.
Yeah. It goes straight to Sir Speedy from us.
You would.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Right.
Good point. Thanks, Kevin.
Anybody else? Glenn?
Speaking of the car show down there, do you guys have any plans to maybe smooth that out a little bit or make that a little better park area?
Generally, there is a plan. Usually, and there's a difference between generally and usually. Usually, I will beg people, and then firefighters or Rudy will put something together. And we'll at least get the pine cones out of there and the big chunks of wood that have fallen out of the trees. But it's kind of a cleanup. Maybe somebody will run a weed whacker through there. That's happened before. I think Charles has done that, and we'll make it a little bit better. But the concept of like smoothing it out, maybe putting in grass seed or something like that. We hope for We hope for a little unexpected rain, like 2 weeks ahead of time to green it up a little. I've even asked Roger if they're doing a training to spray, if they're going to be doing like a pump test, spray it in that area and get the dust down and maybe get something to grow. But we've never really put any money into that. I think we worked on the ramp going down a couple times. And then Rudy put a culvert in a couple years ago so we could have like a walking bridge there off the road. And that's about it, though. I mean, if you're volunteering, you've got a Gannon and a backhoe and you want to do some work.
Yeah, you probably get done in there.
Yeah, just to kind of flatten it out a little would really, I'm always concerned as a, you know, coming from an insurance background is the twisted ankle thing, you know, because it can be, yeah, it can be a little hazardous. So if you're able to volunteer, I'm sure we could probably get some people to come and help chuck rocks and stuff when you're doing that. But generally, a couple of weeks before Walker Day would be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, keep me in mind and we'll keep in contact about it.
Well, you're whistling in the wind if you think it's going to be rain June 15th.
You know what?
It rained on Walker Day.
It rained on,
but it was the 15th.
It was the 17th.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah, it
oh,
was the 16th. And it rained like from an hour before to like an hour after. Just,
yeah.
It was like the perfect storm, you know?
And it was
but Clyde, remember the fun we had?
Yeah.
Trying to throw up canopies in our hurry.
Anybody else?
Yeah. Wow.
Use some of the chipping haul.
Does that stuff, I mean, would it fill in? Like if we put chips, wood chips in there?
It'll first rain, but, I mean, it keeps dust down.
Yeah.
Especially if
it
got wet afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. So since we're on it, is that even a possibility of when they're doing chip and haul to put a dumpster full of chips down there and spread them out? Would that be a good thing?
Yeah, I've turned up at my place and on the road for a month. It's nice to drive on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But then it's not nice.
I mean, does it get funky? Does it get muddy? I mean, is it? I just want to know if there's a downside we'd be dealing with.
It just washes away.
Okay.
We're always looking for a place to dump chips.
They're always looking for a place to dump chips because that's part of the expense, right?
Well, not from the chipping. We've got another idea for that.
Okay.
But our DLC crews.
Okay, right.
They're always filling their trucks and looking for a place to dump.
Okay, so let's talk after the meeting.
Okay.
We'll coordinate because obviously if they dump a whole bunch of them in a big pile, they need to be spread out, you know. And what kind of machine do you have?
I just got a little backbone.
Okay.
Small,
so it's a trick. It'll get in and out of there, which is nice. Okay.
Great. Think about that, though, in terms of what you're doing, you know.
Right.
If you're dumping chips in there.
Right.
They're not going to wash away off that flat spot down there.
I wouldn't think so, but they may become...
Eventually decompose.
Okay. Now, of course, if they're from beetle-killed trees, we certainly don't want to introduce beetles.
Well, there's beetles here everywhere.
Right.
As long as you don't spread them too thick.
Okay, gotcha. It'll dry out. And, all right.
Why don't you move to adjourn, because this guy...
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to...
You're the president.
Yeah, we're 6 minutes early. How's that? I'll make a motion to adjourn the March board meeting.
I got sweet. One thing. Bill, can you put on their old business, whatever that is, maintenance?
Oh, maintenance.
Because we'll have a report on where we are and if you get time to anybody after.
Okay, you want to do it now? Or?
Well, no, I'm trying to get it set up with but on Monday after.
Okay. Okay, for next month, you want maintenance issues? Okay. All right. And I second.
All right.
Okay. All in favor?
All right.
All right. All right. All right.